Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Test, test, test. All right.
Here we are. We are at Showtime. Showtime has begun.
Yeah, Showtime.
Asked Klein to come in here a few different times, and he is sitting on a chair, sitting on his foot while looking at his phone. So
talking to his AI girlfriend.
I know. I have to leave a little earlier than normal today because I have a dentist appointment, which I guess they were contacting me several times and going, "Hey, you, it's been a while." Oh, Jesus, fuck!
Oh, you had it up too loud.
Yeah, so fucking loud.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, hello. Because they said it's been a while. Hey, courtesy reminder, you haven't had an appointment in a while. Schedule one. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, they pester you enough. And I was like, all right, so you know, I'm gonna schedule something for Wednesday at noon. And they go, okay, great. This is all through text message, which I didn't realize now a lot of offices are doing this, where they're confirming and doing appointments all via text because nobody talks on the phone anymore. And then they're like, okay. I'm like, yep, here it is. All right, I put it in my phone, put it in my calendar. And then 2 seconds later, I get an automated message saying, please confirm your appointment for Wednesday at noon. And I'm like, okay, yep, confirmed. Then later that day,
are you sure?
Will you please confirm your appointment? I said, you know, respond with why or whatever. Then the next fucking day, and this is a week in advance. This was last week. You still have not confirmed your appointment with the dentist. Please confirm. And I responded and I was like, I've been confirming. I'll be there.
So you wrote more than just why?
Well, at first I was just writing why, and then after like two or three times, I was like, I think I need to say something more and say, I've confirmed my dental appointment several times at this point. And then eventually I got another message saying, oh, sorry, we switched systems. Sorry for all the reminders. Then yesterday I got a phone call and another text message confirming today's appointment. And I was like, how many people are not showing up to these appointments that they need to get this many fucking reminders and a phone call to be like, hey, just to let you know, I'm like, I know, I've confirmed so many times, I will be there.
I think it's because as far as like medical professions go, dentist is the easiest one to skip.
Yes, easily. It's you rarely ever urgent.
So you think most people just don't go?
And I think most people don't.
I haven't been to the dentist, I don't know how long.
It's funny, my kid has a dentist appointment today too, and she is in full-on panic mode about it. She's young, too. She's too young to have teeth decay or any of the shit that, like, really would. And she's She's like, I don't want to go. She's like, and the last three times she's had a dentist appointment, we've had to not show up. You know why? Because she got sick. And I think she's getting sick. I think she's physically and or mentally making herself sick because she is so stressed out about the dentist. And this one's got a cool TV on the ceiling.
Cool.
That's
nobody
all I want.
Would miss their dentist appointment if they knew there was a cool TV on the ceiling.
I'd miss it in a heartbeat. Especially, I don't have to go. Like, I'm fine.
I would start booking my dentist appointments like during football, like Sundays, where like I could sit there. That's why I try to book my flights now on Sundays during football if they got TVs on the plane, because I'll just watch the whole time.
Dude, yes. I know. I would show up early.
You'll also get Allie, just so you know, because my dentist recently switched to a system like this too, which is super annoying. They will also send you a few texts afterwards for
How was our service?
How was? Dude. Everyone wants to know how everything was.
Oh, my God.
And it was the fucking dentist. So what do you think? He's right back. I'm not going to give you a score 1 to 5. It was the dentist.
Yes.
Best but case scenario is terrible. Worst case scenario,
the,
right.
Like, just straight across smile. It's just, that's what every dentist appointment is.
Where's Vanessa's system when we need it?
Yeah, exactly. But I also know that they're going to find something wrong with my teeth because that's how they stay in business. Big dentist is fuckery, man. Real fuckery.
Well, the key is you want to make sure that the best is when you're waiting and you know the dentist is checking out someone next in the chair next to you and they hit them. If they hit them with the big ka-ching that's going to keep the lights on for a month, you're usually spared.
And if they can't find anything, they're like, you know what? You're grinding your teeth. You probably need a customized mouth guard. And I'm like, joke's on you. I'll get a random $20 one at CVS.
Or they'll say like, this x-ray thing. They're a big fan of the fucking x-ray. I had a buddy.
You're due for new x-rays.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm looking at your computer screen. Those are my teeth from, I don't know, a year ago. Yeah. How much could have really changed?
We don't need that many pictures of our teeth often.
They do a good job of
headshots for your teeth.
They do a good job of freaking you out by going, maybe there's nothing now, but if we don't pre-treat something that could be a thing, then in 3 years it's going to be painful and expensive.
Oh, dude, my dentist is, quote, watching a few of my teeth.
A lot of watching.
I'm watching it. I'm just watching that tooth. But you know what? I think they're inventing new shit now. My cousin just sent me a very graphic video of a procedure that she had to get at the dentist because her dentist suggested that she needed gum replacement. She needed to replace her gums.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither. And I don't think it ever was. I think the dentists are like, what will we think up next? We've already done the teeth whitening for as far as we can go.
Yeah, replace your whole fucking mouth.
Yeah, and she was like, apparently it's genetic and I had to have my gums strengthened because if I don't, then eventually my gums won't be able to support my teeth and some of my teeth are going to start falling out.
Well, I had this guy hit me last time. We actually just switched dentists because I was so sick of being like upcharged for all this bullshit. But last time, they just said to me, they looked at the x-rays of my daughter's mouth, and they said, do you have a family history of missing teeth?
And I was I said, yeah,
I got
that's through my own idiocy.
I said, well, if we go all the way up the family tree to me, there is missing teeth because I got hit in the mouth with a baseball, and I did a root canal and tried to save a couple of teeth, but we couldn't save them, so we had to pull them out, and now I have fake teeth. He goes, no, like, do you have a family history of relatives that are missing, like that were born without teeth?
Oh, and I was like,
what are we talking about? Like Village of the Dam sort of shit? Like the Hills Have Eyes people?
Yeah, dude, some people just don't have them all.
And he goes, here's the thing. I'm going to show you on this x-ray. Your daughter has no tooth forming up above where her baby tooth is, which means no adult tooth is going to come in and replace it.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, what does that mean? Like, never it's going to come in? Or like, it's just going to be like a late bloomer? And he's like, nope, it's never going to come
in. Dude, so she's got permanent good Halloween costume.
He goes,
but it's like a back tooth.
He
right?
says it happens to 2% of the population, and usually it runs in the family. So he goes, if this is... So I start calling around everyone. I go, calling my mom, calling my wife. Do you guys know if we have any grandparents who were born... And of course, everyone's like... Well, at the end of their life, they didn't have a lot of teeth.
Yeah.
But like, no one remembers what they were like as kids.
I mean, we die with virtually none.
No
left.
Teeth, like nubs. So, and the guy's like...
Yeah, but if it's in the back of her mouth, so who cares?
No, front teeth.
Oh, it is her front teeth?
Front two teeth are not going to come in.
Dude, Klein,
no
you got...
No way, the front two?
Front two.
Cool.
Now, the guy said, we have options. The options are as follows.
Farmer Halloween costume. Meth addict Halloween costume.
Right. Mad Magazine, that won't be worried. and I said, are there any of the options cost effective? And he goes, oh no. They're two and they're both very expensive. The option A, you wait until she's old enough and you put fake teeth in, implants. Option B.
This is your younger kid?
Younger, yeah. You put some sort of a weird thing in where you shift her entire... top of her mouth, so her her pointy tooth moves over to
her
the middle,
canine.
And then no, you and then, can't come back from that. She'll then, be like Jewel,
and then you shave it down to make it flat at the bottom.
No,
and
I was
like
torture. These both sound terrible. I was like, could I just keep her toothless? He's like, yeah, but high school will be tough. I'm like, oh Jesus
That's
Christ!
High school's tough for everybody. Yeah,
right.
You know, what you could do is you can get a grill.
Oh, grill like a wrapper.
Yeah, and then you can put like diamonds and shit in it, or you can have like different days of the week. That would be cool.
I gotta get her.
Why can't you get her a little flippy tooth like yours?
Well,
you know, I had a friend who got hit in the face. He got his teeth knocked out. He had like a little flippy thing.
Right, the retainer with the tooth on it.
Yeah.
I rocked that for a while.
Yeah,
cool.
Like the hockey guys.
Right, those guys have it. All the hockey guys will pop out teeth left and right.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
They have like customizable ones.
Yeah.
He didn't try to sell you that one because that's a cheap one.
Yeah, they won't tell you about that. That's Big Dennis for you. Big Dennis always
you
trying to work.
You go even cheaper. You find somebody else who just died, take their teeth, pop them right on a retainer, and then boom, you
even
got new
cheaper
ones.
Than that, like Omar used to do. Go to Tijuana. They'll do all this shit for $5, right?
Yeah.
Johnny, did you ever go to Tijuana for dental work? I feel like that's the move.
The closest I've ever been to Tijuana was in Pacoima. Pacoima, we call it Little TJ.
Little TJ? They have dentists there?
Right. Well, I feel bad for you, though, because this is your favorite kid, too.
I'm not, I don't have a favorite
kid.
I don't have a favorite kid.
It's your favorite kid.
You've made it very obvious.
I have a kid that does the hobbies that I like to do, and then I have another kid that does the hobbies my wife likes to do.
And one of them.
Kid who's funnier than the other one.
Yeah, you're a younger kid.
Your favorite kid.
Yeah, well, all right.
And you guys are alike now, too, like father, like daughter, because now she has a tooth problem.
Right, thank you. It's
very cute. It's very, very cute.
It's funny, she actually walked in the room the other day and she goes, "Mom, I just walked in here to fart because it's funny." And I was like,
she's my favorite
too. That's good fucking comedy right there. And my wife was disgusted by it. And she's like, "Why would you do that?" And I'm like, fucking great joke.
Yeah,
it's a great joke.
I know.
She's
that's
the
great.
Boy you've always wanted.
Right.
But that's good because each of you gets one.
Yeah, you each get one. And then it'll be easy for the, when it's time for Splitsville. Yeah. It'll be easy.
Exactly. You know how to split them up.
Who gets what?
Well, my wife always wanted to have two kids because she said we would each get one.
In the divorce.
No, just in general. Because she thought the hardest part about having a kid was having to share or having them pick which parent they like more. And if you just each take one. Like, all right, that one, like, Wesley, that's mine. When we have another one, then that's going to just be hers, you know? Like, she'll be the majority favorite parent there. We've already predetermined.
I'll put it this way. Last night I said, hey, does anyone want to go to Monster Jam? It's this weekend. And the little one was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, actually,
and she said, like,
actually said, fuck yeah. And the older one goes, ugh, that sounds so boring. So like that really, and I was like, you know what, Monster Jam is totally a fuck yeah. That is the right response to Monster Jam.
It's so fun because I would think you'd be like, that sounds totally boring.
Monster Jam is to me a fuck yeah, dude.
Really?
I would love Monster Jam.
You would love it for like the first like half hour,
right?
And then you'd be over it within like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but that's
same as his daughter.
Right. That's most things. Yeah. That's most things. Half hour, I can enjoy anything for a half hour.
Yeah, but you're gonna be going all the way to SoFi finding parking and all that shit.
That's not a fuck yeah.
That's a fuck
no.
That is not a fuck yeah. So I don't know if we're going to do all that. In this exciting episode of Showtime, it's the 1 week anniversary of me having my nipple pierced. Let's all take a moment and celebrate that.
Oh, yeah.
That video, if you haven't seen it yet, it's on YouTube. Please enjoy it, watch it, share it with some other people. A lot of people said that they gagged watching the video. I didn't think it was that just because they could tell how much pain I was in. But
I did not find it unwatchable. I found it fascinating. I just think it's so interesting
Johnny
to
never
see
watched
somebody
it.
Have their...
Yeah, because you like the piercings and the tattoos and that shit. Like, when I saw the video and I got sent it, I immediately looked at the first 2 seconds, uploaded it. I didn't even know what I uploaded.
Did
Can't
you watch,
watch
Allie, did you watch, do you like the piercing popping doctor guy?
No.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't pop shit on your wife?
No. I don't want any of that.
Does she do
gross.
Pop stuff on you or no?
No, there's no popping.
Oh, no popping in your family?
No popping needed. I don't have weird gross on my body.
Every couple, I feel
I mean,
like, has
a lot of skin tags.
Your whole body is
you can't pop those.
She wakes up every day, trying to pop out of the giant needle.
Let's try.
I have to get them frozen off or burned off.
So people are suggesting now that we record every episode of Showtime, even if we're just in this room, just to drop videos of the Showtime.
Oh, to take video of it?
Yeah, and I said, I don't see why we don't do that.
That's not going to be interesting.
Why?
What's there to see?
Yeah, what's there to see? We're just in this tiny little
Jake's
room.
Got this card trick he keeps trying to tell us about. His
I
magic
do want to
trick.
See your card trick. Did you bring cards?
I looked. I thought I had a deck of cards, I guess, after the last move. I don't have any more.
Ta-da! His deck of cards just disappeared. Can you tell us about the trick before you do it?
Are we going to be disappointed?
No, it's a pretty good trick. I'll tell you this, that years and years ago, I was at a poker game with my... like dad and uncles and stuff, and I did the trick for my uncle, and he bet his house on it.
What do you mean, bet his house?
He's like, how much you want to bet? I can pick your card. He's like, I bet my house, and he lost.
So you took his house?
No, he didn't give me his house.
Oh,
bullshit! Not even in his will either. That's fucking.
So lame. You're just picking somebody's card?
Yeah, I'm picking someone's card.
Did you see what was in your uncle's will yet?
Oh, this is a different. This is the uncle that died a couple years ago. Oh, the uncle who just died, I have not seen as well.
I'll bet my life on it.
Oh. Hey, he wins again. Wait, Jake, do you think you could be in the will?
I know there's no way. No.
You don't think this guy liked you and maybe?
No. I mean, he liked me just as much as any of the other cousins or whatever. But he had, you know, 3 kids of his own. And he had, you know, 100. Great grandkids or whatever else.
So you don't think there's any chance he's even left you anything? Piece of furniture?
No.
Nothing.
Was he rich?
No, he wasn't rich. He was like a cop his whole life and then
probably had a nice pension, dude.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they have, I guess the sheriff has their cars parked outside my aunt's house. Like,
still?
For the local sheriff, like as a precaution or just some kind of sign of solidarity.
Wow.
His car parked out there for I don't know how long.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Omar had a suggestion, which we should probably mention off the air, including this podcast, to see if you'd be interested in doing this at your uncle's funeral.
Can't wait.
Get some audio while you're there.
So, do you know the band on your shirt?
Yeah.
Omar's idea was, do you know the man in the casket? Where you ask people their questions about to see how well they actually know the man who they're there to celebrate.
I'm sure it would... They'd all know. It'd be funny if they didn't. They'd probably know more than I do. I'd be the one who wouldn't know shit. And it's also, I guess it's not technically a funeral. It's a graveyard or graveside service or whatever. And that's all
graveside.
It is.
Graveside?
Yeah, I guess we're going to the fucking...
Cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery in Corcoran. And then he bought a couple plots there. And
couple plots? How big was he?
Yeah, him and for my aunt too, when she goes. And then and so that's for graveside service at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Do you feel like you should do that? Reserve a grave?
Who, me?
Buy a plot?
Just anyone.
We've
you
already,
feel like...
Dude, Hollywood Forever's already sending me shit. I'm like, what do you know that I don't?
What? Fuck. Seriously? They're like, we have room for you?
Dude.
No way.
I've gotten them numerous times.
Wait, in the mail?
Yeah.
You sure they're not just promoting one of those movie nights there?
No. It's the fucking cemetery.
Now, this summer, you.
But even...
starring you.
I've seen it before at Dodger games. They had those... The ads on those like things in between the bleachers between the sections.
Yeah, my mom did tell me, I think the last time I was... She's like, just so you know, these are our coordinates. And I was like, excuse me?
Uh-huh.
She's like, these are our coordinates. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
She's like, your dad and I bought some real estate. I was like, cool, what'd you get? And they're like... She's like, dirt.
Yeah, a plot.
And I was like, to build in? She's like, to live in.
Yeah,
I was
but
like,
I,
okay, I got it
I
now.
Think that, like, thinking about that, eventually we are going to run out of room, right? And if there's a specific place that you want to be buried, you better get the place now. Katie's parents already have their shit reserved, and they bought one next to them for Katie. And
for,
I'm like,
oh, for Katie. So you're on your own.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, then what about me?
Oh, that's fucked up. They bought a plot of land for themselves and one spot for her.
Yeah, but this was before we met, I assume. I hope.
I assume.
You don't know.
So then I have to figure out where I'm going to go separately, or do I need to start my own family plot or whatever. But I'm probably going to donate my body to science anyway.
Yeah, so you don't need a plot.
Yeah.
But I want to have some kind of a resting place eventually when they're done, like, squeezing my kidneys or whatever they do.
My parents are going to get cremated and then bought, like, a little, like, shelf somewhere to get put in or something.
Top shelf? Or are they...
they're going to go top shelf at a bar.
Cool. And,
that's cool.
I want to pick a shelf.
No, it's like some kind of drawer somewhere that they put you in. I don't know.
I would think that the reality is you'd want to buy your own plot of land, and then you'd want to buy both buffer plots. You wouldn't want to have anyone near you.
Oh, because like noisy neighbors?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, well, not noisy neighbors, but it's just like the idea that you'd want space around you. I don't want someone grieving, standing on me grieving someone else they love.
Well, and if you go to a cemetery, there are some people that like the graves are like very unvisited, you know, and it's like the flowers, it's like everything is all overgrown, it looks like shit, and you can't even read the headstone anymore, and like they're old flowers and stuff. And then there's obviously someone next to that person who like is very loved and has fresh flowers all the time and all these like new trinkets and notes, and you're
what's
damn.
Better, being next to a popular
I think
grave?
Being next to a popular one is worse.
Is worse.
Yeah, because then it makes you self-conscious about, you know, your own grave and how often it's getting visited. All this is happening in my head when I'm underground.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What a fucking hell.
Goddamn, Lois. Another person visiting.
You just can't.
You're so fucking loved, aren't you,
like
Lois?
The unrest in peace. I'm still just anxious and pissed off the whole time.
I want to say, please visit me more than Lois.
Rest and pissed off. Allie's just constantly going like, oh, I may have one today. Here it comes.
No. foot.
Oh, it was wrong grave again.
Wrong. Oh, that's just a squirrel. Okay.
My foot getting wet. Oh.
All right. Well,
mine would be like a urination spot for dogs.
Allie, by the, you know what? That you know that sizzle reel you doing that stupid acting stuff you do. It, where Johnny put that used to put that video up of you acting in those little plays you were in. Remember that sketch thing you did?
You're getting so many things wrong. I don't even know what you're saying.
You know those things you did for your dreams, the video, the
you
reel.
Know my dream, my commercial
the
demo reel.
The acting reel. The demo reel.
Yeah.
Of you
okay.
Acting.
That,
you can just get one of those sweet like graves with the TV on it where
cool.
You just play force people to watch your reel over and over again.
Yes, and then the whole cemetery would go out of business.
Just your luck. Some casting director will see it and be like, you know what? She would have been great
in
a lot of
stuff. I can make money in death and do ads.
Oh, ads and death.
Yeah.
That makes it legit.
Yeah.
Oh, like
this tomb is brought to you by Uber Eats.
Oh, it's just ka-ching.
Yeah, exactly.
Ka-ching. And by you just have auto flowers being delivered to you based on your ad revenue?
Yeah, exactly.
So everyone thinks she's so popular.
You earn your own shit just based on my earnings that I'm getting after I'm dead. All right,
yeah,
I gotta go.
Oh, where are you going?
I gotta go to the dentist. That's why I started.
You're going to the dentist today?
Just cancel.
Yeah,
you're fine.
No, I know, I had to confirm so many times.
You should cancel.
And then, sorry, forgot.
I know. So, I have
Johnny,
an appointment.
Congratulations. You're taking over the Allie mic now.
God.
A big upgrade. There we go.
All right, R.I.P.
All right, there she goes. Allie's off to the dentist.
Actually, I'm a little jealous that she has dental insurance and I don't.
Here's the thing about dental insurance, anyone could have for, I think, $1 a month.
Well, what's, I mean, I don't know.
They get you when you go there, then you have to pay it.
Yeah, the copay they get you, or they say, oh, well, technically you're not covered for cavities, so if you want us to fill this thing, it's going to cost you. But if you do brush your teeth.
I brush good.
You're fine.
I bleed every time I brush.
Well, you should probably floss.
Periodontax.
Well, like, dental insurance is one of those stupid things that you got to buy when you become an adult, like a trash can.
You don't have to buy it, but...
like a trash can.
You ever gone to Target and you're like, fuck, I got to buy this stupid-ass trash can or a pan or a pot? It's like, why do I have to buy this crap?
Yeah, buying a vacuum sucks. I think there's the adult when you have to buy the stuff, but then there's the adult when you actually enjoy it. I'm not at the point yet where people... Like, I have people that I know now that are like, oh, dude, I'm so excited. I'm buying a new washer dryer today. And I'm like, why would you be excited
about
that? That sucks. And they're like, yeah, I've never bought a washer dryer before.
It's just a bill. It's
right.
A water bill that just builds up.
But the idea that I guess some washer dryers now do cool shit, like they...
They sing. They do little melodies.
They sing?
Yeah. Every time your load's done, it goes... Like some stupid ass shit now.
Man, all I know is adult purchases you make that you, I guess, get excited about making, and then there's the annoying ones. Trash can, definitely an annoying one. Although I did have a trash can at one place I lived, and I think I bought it, and the thing you could speak to it, it was cool as shit.
Really?
You'd be like, open trash. It would just open up. Because if your hands were all full of shit, you're walking over to it, you could be like, open trash, and it would open.
Well, do you remember when those trash cans came out with the lids? Like you step on the little foot pedal and it opens?
Yeah.
Those were cool to me when I first discovered those.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, game changer, bro.
Yeah. game changer.
For real, you don't remember those when those came out?
No, I remember. It's just that you guys are fucking sad.
Thank you, Jake. We know that.
I could step on the thing and open the lid. Or I could just say, open trash. Holy shit. All those times that my arms are full of trash in my house.
It's a lot of times. And by the way, people wonder how we pick the content for the Showtime podcast as opposed to the live show on K-Rock. Well, now you know that we are truly at the bottom of the fucking proverbial barrel.
Yeah, man.
Shit like
that. All right. On that note, I guess we've done enough episode for today to call it one.
Yeah.
We got a lot of meetings to get to.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, lots of meetings. What's the one next week? You see that mandatory Monday?
I got the email, but I didn't open it.
Mandatory. That's no
10:15. We got to meet the bigwigs, the new bigwigs.
What if we don't go? Are they going to take attendance?
I don't know, dude. These mandatory ones are kind of, I've skipped half of the mandatory ones. And most
the last mandatory one where we had to meet the old bigwigs, we totally could not have gone and no one would have
noticed.
Yeah,
no one would have noticed. Was that the one Allie got called out at for clogging the toilet?
That was two big wigs ago.
Oh, man, that was great.
Yeah.
That was the fucking greatest. I hope we should set up something that morning of this one just to make sure that she once again does something that if the pipes make loud noises during the meeting, they've got to stop down to blame Allie.
Yeah.
Sorry for that noise, everyone. Allie clogged the toilets. And most of the building goes, what is this guy talking? That's the best. All right, that's it. We got to go.
All right, whee!
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.